Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 4th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. InPay secures EMI license. International payments firm InPay has obtained an electronic money institution license from the Danish Financial Supervisory Authority, FSA. NexusGuard research reveals DDoS attacks doubled in 2022. NexusGuard has revealed in its DDoS statistical report for 2022 that the distributed denial of service attacks worldwide increased by 115.1% over the amount observed in 2021. Full Circle partners with Comply Advantage. UK-based customer lifecycle intelligence platform Full Circle has partnered with financial crime intelligence company Comply Advantage to facilitate AML and KYC screening. Infineo's partners with SecureWorks to support the fintech ecosystem. Bahrain-based fintech Infineo's has teamed up with US-based cybersecurity company SecureWorks to support the development of the fintech ecosystem. SideTrade acquires CreditPoint software. AI-powered order-to-cash provider SideTrade has announced the complete acquirement of the US-based real-time B2B credit risk solution provider CreditPoint software. BIS builds out game-changing blueprint for the future monetary and financial system. A novel type of financial infrastructure combining tokenized money and assets on a programmable platform could radically alter the global financial system, argues a new report from the Bank for International Settlements. PayPal disables card readers with Tap to Pay on Venmo and Zettle. PayPal Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ, PYPL, today announced that Tap to Pay on Android is rolling out for Venmo business profile users in the US, enabling them to accept contactless payments directly on their Android mobile devices with no additional hardware or upfront cost. InPay secures EMI license. InPay, the international payments firm, has secured an electronic money institution, EMI, license from the Danish Financial Supervisory Authority, FSA, becoming the first Scandinavian fintech to combine EMI, PSP, and TPP. Billy to bring BNPL to shopware merchants. Billy, the leading provider of buy now, pay later, BNPL, payment solutions for business customers and shopware, the leading global open-source e-commerce platform provider, today announced their joint effort to bring B2B buy now, pay later to merchants and their business customers in Europe. Bank of Papua New Guinea taps FNA to monitor intraday liquidity. The Bank of Papua New Guinea, BPNG, is pleased to announce it has partnered with network analytics specialist FNA to monitor intraday liquidity and understand systemic risk. E-money accounts outstrip bank current accounts in the UK. A new report from fintech and payments consultancy Disruptive examines how the number and use of electronic money, e-money, and payment institutions in the UK have grown significantly in the last year. ADGM implements sustainable finance regulatory framework. Abu Dhabi Global Market, ADGM, today announced the implementation of its sustainable finance regulatory framework with immediate effect, following significant support received through public consultation, reinforcing its position as a leading sustainable financial hub and a natural hub for sustainable finance activities. NatWest publishes on banks' approach to open banking. UK-based bank NatWest has concluded that FIS and banks need to design frameworks for supporting a wider range of open banking use cases in newly published report. Sahamati launches a data-sharing transparency initiative. India-based Sahamati has launched an account aggregator data sharing transparency initiative in a bid to respond to concerns over unfair data usage. Argentina advances usage of the Chinese yuan. The Central Bank of Argentina has issued a statement which said that it enabled the Chinese yuan as a currency form in savings and checking accounts. Checkly launches in the U.S. Checkly has announced its partnership with global BaaS provider MBank in order to launch its SME-focused digital banking services in the U.S. CACEIS buys asset servicing activities from Royal Bank of Canada in Europe and Malaysia. CACEIS, a subsidiary of Ciardit Agricole Group and Santander, has purchased the European asset servicing activities of RBC Investor Services and its associated Malaysian Center of Excellence. Illimity Bank partners with Engineering Group. Italy-based Illimity Bank has partnered with the Engineering Group, with the consideration of a €55.5 million funding round included in the agreement. Covento by Vestas partners with MangoPay. Sustainable energy solutions company Vestas has expanded its partnership with payment infrastructure provider MangoPay to manage the payment flows of its B2B marketplace, Covento. Acurateco announces two integrations in the MENA region. White label payment gateway provider Acurateco has announced two new integrations in the MENA region, namely Tap Payments and MyFatura. XOXO Day partners with Uber for Business. Digital rewards, incentive, and payout partner for companies XOXO Day has announced a global partnership with the Uber B2B vertical, Uber for Business. ITC and Alibaba.com to support MSMEs in embracing digital trade. Alibaba.com has signed a Memorandum of Intent, MOI, with International Trade Center, ITC, to encourage MSMEs to take part in the global digital trade. Juniper Research. Stablecoin used to surge by 2028. Juniper Research has published a new study, which found that the value of payment transactions made with stablecoins will surpass $187 billion by 2028, from $53 billion in 2023. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.